Before I share from the Word of God, I want to share a special number. Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Day star shining on me, let your love shining in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Let your words speak to me, love in my heart I never seen before. Lord, I want to be a witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. A star shining on me, let your love shining in the night. Lord, I see the world is dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But I see you standing near me, Lord, shining with compassion in your eyes. Day star shining on me, let your love shining in the night. Lead me, Lord, I follow anywhere you open up the door. Let your words speak to me, show me what I never seen before. Lord, I want to be a witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. Day star shining on me, your love shining in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Let your words speak to me, show me what I never seen before. Lord, I want to be a witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. I pray, Jesus, shine on me, let your love shining in the night. I pray, Jesus, shine on me, let your love shining in the night. It is true, though, that
We need the sweet aroma of our Lord. We need the reflection of His light. Because that's the only way you and I can reach the lost world. I know that the world out there is dying, starving. Want to hear the word of God. A couple days ago, I was watching news, and I happened to see, like, there is an extra special report, a new erected building where those two twin towers were destroyed. It's a beautiful one. It's amazing just to see the design, whoever the designer is. It's spectacular. And we know that in our walk, in our lives, we've been brought down by the master of deceit, the mastermind that is Satan, and destroyed the human race. And thank be to God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, He loved us so much, He doesn't want us to be just like that. But He stooped down to this earth to save you and me. So there is a job out there. Yes, of course, God can save. He's a God. But He needs us. He needs you and me to reach the lost world. There is the project, and there is the task, and of course there's tools to use. Just like, imagine the designer of the tall building probably put all that big effort and needs people to help, and needs heavy equipment to also use for erecting that big or tall building. In our Christian walk, Christian life, and God, same thing. God can save, but He wants to use you and me to accomplish what He has purpose, what He has planned for us. In Colossians chapter 4, verses 1 to 6, I want to read, while you just go along on in your own, in your Bible. I'll read from the American Standard. It says, "Masters, grant to your slaves justice and fairness, knowing that you too have a master in heaven. Devote yourself to prayers, keeping alert in it all with attitude of thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak for the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been in prison, that I may make it clear in the way how to speak. Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned as it with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person." Let us pray. Father, thank you for this morning. And Lord, I do pray that as we share your word, may the Holy Spirit use your word to speak to us, to challenge our hearts today, that as we see this world is dying, and help us to reach out and to share the love of God through our lives, to the sharing of your word. And I thank you and praise you, for in Christ's name I pray. Amen. There's the task. Chapter 4, verse 1. It started out with like talking about the masters and servants or slaves. When we are in Christ, and then there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. We're all in one body in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the masters and the slaves before, I think, used to be like a very cruel type of work the slave has to do. And the master has the power to manipulate or do whatever he wants for the slaves. And I think we can also look at that verse, that it's no longer as that kind of relationship for us Christians, for us today. Since we have the opportunity to reach out, not only to those we know, not only to the person that is coming from our nationality, but it says to take the word of God wherever we go. We have that obligation as believers in Christ to reach the lost world for Christ Jesus. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it says, "And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." 1 Corinthians 9, 16 to 19, it says, "For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for I am under compulsion, for woe is me if I do not preach the gospel." There is the warning there. It says, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel, when I have that opportunity to share God's word. And I'm impressed also for especially those of us, or for those of you who take time to share the word of God. I was challenged also even by Jeff. He goes to the prison and he shares God's word. And he has a lot of things also to do. And yet, he takes time to reach those who are in prison. I'm just saying this because it is an obligation for us Christians to even share the word of God. And the same thing I challenge even the people that I work with in the Tugis church. Sometimes we feel comfortable. We're satisfied. We're in the comfort zone. We're just sitting and listening to the word of God and soak it in, and that's it. But we forget that God commanded us to go out and share the good news. Share the good news. And so that's the task you and I have to tackle. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, through God's power, you and I can do. As Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Many times when Jeff ever approached me to preach, sometimes I kind of, Lord, who am I? I thought he just chose me to speak to the Tsukis people because we are in the same, you know, we can speak our own language, we understand what we're doing or where we're coming from, and yet Jeff approached me, preach the word. If you have a time to preach. I have that hesitancy on my part because I say I'm not really that good in speaking to carry out, to convey the word of God. But yet, I say, Lord, if I do not preach the word, woe is me. If you call me to be a preacher, if you call me to take the word of God, doesn't matter whether I'm from the islands. But if you call me to preach in the faith church, I'm willing, Lord. I'm willing, but help me. At least the people will hear it instead of me speaking, but you, God, speaking through me. Just use me as an instrument to touch the heart. And so there is the task for us to tackle, believers, Christians, those who confess or those who profess that we are all Christians. That's the task, to reach the lost for Jesus Christ. Chapter 4, verse 2 and 2-6. And we see the tools, what to use when we are out there in the world, when we are sharing God's word to the lost world. First of all, one tool is so important, so vital in our Christian walk or in our Christian witnessing, is prayer. Prayer is so important. That's the backbone of our strength in sharing Jesus Christ to the lost world. Prayer. It says, devote yourself to prayer. Devote yourselves to prayer. Sometimes my wife says, why you don't want me to go and even share or take the kids and set them aside? I say, Dale, the reason why I want you to sit at the church when I'm preaching, I want you to pray for me. That's your job. To uphold me, to support me while I'm preaching. We can have other Christians or other believers to take care of the kids, but your sole purpose when we are in the church, to pray for me. Of course, our believers in Christ can also support, but I told her that that's your job. As I stand in the presence of the Lord to convey the message, I want you to pray for me. So prayer is so vital, so important. That's one of the tools that we need to use when we want to reach the lost world. Prayer. Because prayer is like we want to listen to God and we want to communicate with God. And I think if the designer says, okay, I'm going to start this building. I'm just going to start it myself. I'm not going to talk to other engineers so we can all get together and come up with what to do. The great designer of our soul, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to get instruction from Him. We need to pray and ask Him for guidance as we go out into this world. Hostile. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with all attitude of thanksgiving. The manner of what to pray for. In that verse, it says, be on alert. And what that means. I think it talks about be alertness, to be specific as we pray to God. It says, Lord, please help this ministry that I want to involve in. Many times we just throw out the prayers in a vague way, but that way it says, be on alert as you pray. Specifically, the things that you want to accomplish, the things that you want to do for God. Here in this verse, Paul, it says, pray that the door will open so that I can preach, that I can bring forth the word of God. We know that Paul was in prison when he wrote this gospel. And I know that it costs us something when we go out for the Lord Jesus Christ. There will be a ridicule on our part. They're going to laugh at us. They're going to spit upon us. They don't want us to share the good news to them. And there is hostile there. That's why we need prayer. For God to help us. For God to open the door Sometimes God will close the other door, but sometimes God will open other doors for us, for you and me. But sometimes we just want to do it, whatever we want to do it. Even though we haven't called God and asked God for prayers, sometimes we end up feel discouraged. Why? Because we went ahead of God. We didn't ask for instruction. We didn't ask God for whatever He wants us to do. So that God will give us that wisdom as we reach the whole, as we reach the lost world. But first of all, it also talks about devote, that earnestly, that means to be persistent in our prayer. Sometimes I just pray today, and then if God doesn't answer my prayer, I forget it. I say, maybe God doesn't want to hear. But here it says, pray consistently, devotedly to God, with alertness. How many of us? We fail in our prayer time. Sometimes we forget that by persisting, by calling God, by approaching God every day, every hour, and the God will open up the door. Persistent. To be courageously persistent or to hold fast and not let it go. That's what it means to devote. Don't let it go when you pray. Pray without ceasing. While you're walking, while you're talking, thinking of prayer, approaching God. I think that's what it means. Sometimes we say, oh, I will kneel down on my knees and pray. And when it's over, it's over. But it says, pray without ceasing. It would be a conscience of our mind. Every day of our lives. To seek God. Pray without ceasing. And that's what God wants us to do. Acts chapter 1 verse 14. It says, These all with one mind were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In the book of Acts, it tells us about the disciples get together. Mother of Jesus and his disciples, they were praying consistently. Ask God for help. In Romans 12, verse 12, it says, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoting to prayer. Devoted to prayer. Ephesians 6:18, it says, with all prayer and petition, pray all times in the Spirit. With this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. That's the manner of how you and I pray. Earnestly or consistently. With alertness, specifically say, God, this is what I pray for. I'm bringing to you. Put at the feet of Jesus. Says, Lord, this is the difficult time in my life and I cannot handle it. This is it. I bring it to you. Help me. This task is set before me. It's so difficult for me to go and preach the word. Especially, I realize that within the family, that's the hardest place to reach. That's the hardest place to witness in your own family. Just last week, I had opportunity to share the good news to my three nieces. I met one of them. They stay with the auntie, and I met them on the computer. I said, please come. I want to talk to you. Because they mentioned about one of them leaving to the States. I said, what for? We're all here on the islands. He said, well, I want to experience things back in the States. I said, before you go, I want you to come. I want to speak to you. I want to talk to you as an uncle to you. So three of them came last week. They came to the house and I was there. And I have the opportunity. Because from then on, from the time I met one of them on the computer, and then I pray for them. See, God give me wisdom. God open up the window, opportunity. So they came and I shared the gospel with them. Of course, they started out with all kinds of things they want to share. Because in this verse it says, pray with alertness. That means also make sure when we approach people to share the gospel, sometimes they turn off because we just come out and bang, give them the word of God. But trying to come to the place where it's feel comfortable for you to share. Open up the window for you to share Christ with them. And that's what happened. They started out talking about leaving the stage, talking about schooling and all that. And then, thank God, I led me to talk to them the word of God. Three of them came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. They're all crying. And I was thinking, wow, it's not me, but the Lord already prepared the heart. Blessed are the pure in spirit, for there is the kingdom of God. For those who already knew that they're bankrupt in their life, they can do anything on their own. They're lacking the grace of God, the salvation, that the kingdom of God will be theirs. And blessed are those, happy to those who wept over their sins, that God will wipe away their tears. And so there is the world there, out there, needing the love of God, needing the word of God for you and for me to share with them. Are you ready to take the word of God out there? Do you ask God to help you? Do you spend time in prayer, earnestly, devotedly, with alertness? And of course, there's another tool, the Word of God. Prayer, the Word of God is so important. That's the main thing, the Word of God. How can we reach the world without the Word of God? We cannot save people. We cannot share whatever we experience we have. But we must take the Word of God to the lost world. In the book of Timothy, it says, the Word of God is inspired. That means God breathed. Into it. That's God's word. Sometimes we say, oh, the word of God or the Bible contains the word of God. I do believe that it's the Bible is the word of God. It's inspired. And it's good for instruction. And it says also that the word of God is sharper than two-edged sword. As we share the word of God, we'll cut through the mind and the soul of a person. Sometimes they will not feel good. Sometimes people will shake their head. But what can we say? That's God's word. If my word, then don't take it. But if God's word, then we must be obedient. When the word of God is spoken, when we hear it, and we should obey it, because that's God's word. Hebrews chapter 4, 12. As I just mentioned, it says, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of a soul and spirit, of both the joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and the intention of the heart. That's the job of God's Word. And that is why it's so important to take that tool to use it to reach the lost soul. And then the third one is so important, because without those, then how can they hear the Word of God? One tool is so important, and we are here, so we're the messenger. Prayer, the Word of God, and you and me, messenger, to take the Word of God and bring it to the lost world. So we need prayer as we go out into the world, because we're all human, flesh and blood, struggle with this vessel that God used, but of course we're still in this flesh, prone to fall. Paul mentioned that. He says, also pray for us. And as I said, it will cost you something. Paul, it cost him his life to be in prison. Because what? Because of the Word of God. He reached out and shared the Word of God. So maybe that might be kind of make you hesitant to share of God, because you say, I don't want people to look at me as, what kind of person are you? But if you are follower of Jesus Christ, take up the cross. Follow Jesus Christ. Deny yourselves. Deny whatever the self thinks that, I don't know, I cannot do it. Put aside. And thinking of, okay, God, you call me to do. I should deny this thing and I will follow you. Take up my cross. The cross will cost you something. That means it's difficult out there. But through the power and the strength of God Almighty will help you and me. John chapter 8, verse 32 says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The world out there is starving for the truth. Once they know the truth, once they receive the Lord Jesus Christ, they will be set free. But you and I, God wanna use us to take the truth out there to the dying world. As I said, the last one, in order for the project to be completed, as we need the tools, we know that the task is out there. And we will get the glory when the project is finished. God be the glory. I imagine the designer of that skyscraper in New York probably sit back and enjoy it with admiration. And I believe God can also look down and see what you and I do. So when the project is completed, when we reach the soul for Christ, when we share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because in the last verse 6b, that talks about when we have the attitude, when we have the contact before the world out there, when our speech is there, when our talk is there, when we speak with season, with salt. What that means is when we talk, when we share the Word of God, make sure we reach them out with that season, that kind of language, it tells the world that we are followers of Christ. The dying, decaying world needs the salt, needs the grace
that kind of spirit in our hearts and life. We should have the compassion. We should have that kind of sharing the language to share with them the Word of God, that they will see and observe and know that we are Christ's children, God's children. My question is, are you aware that there is a project there to be done? Are you aware that there is a task for you and me to do? God challenges us through His Word that as we receive Christ, as we know Christ, share the light. As I sang in my song before, our prayer, that would be a sweet aroma to the whole world, to our family, to our neighbors, to our employees, to our employers. Share the sweet aroma of Christ. At the same time, ask God to use you and me to be like the rose of Sharon, so that we can grow in the beauty of God. And then we can be a good reflection of Christ through the neighbors, either or with our neighbors, to sharing or for sharing God's Word, to touch their life so that they can know the Word, their soul can be saved. That's the project that God wants to see. He doesn't want us to perish. He wants us all to come to the saving faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no impartiality on God's side. He wants us all. No more Jewish, no more Greek. Supposed to be only for the Jewish, but they rejected. So take it out to also to the Gentiles. May the Word of God challenge our heart today. May we allow God to use us as an instrument to touch the lost world, the dying world. That's all I want to share today. May God use your word to speak to our hearts. Can we all stand up? And I'll just the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the comfort and the guidance of the Holy Spirit be with you today and forevermore. Amen. Remain standing. Be with you today and forever. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ forevermore. Amen. Remain standing. The love of God, the comfort and the guidance of the Holy Spirit be with you today and forevermore. Amen. Remain standing.